the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Never a clock. We are the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
And this is TV Movie Cynics Netflix Reviews.
Yes, we've seen so much this week.
Oh, no. Not really.
No? I mean, normally we do. Normally we're like, shit, we've seen
all
a lot.
All I do is watch television.
A lot to review.
Yeah, well, I mean, I get a lot of screeners. Now, you know, our show's pretty popular, so we get screeners from the networks.
There's a lot of Oscar buzz. The movie studios, yeah. A lot of Oscar buzz for...
Yeah, Creed's out, and I didn't get to see that yet.
Guess what? I did.
You did?
I saw Creed last night. Oh. Really fucking good.
I told you it was, but you said it wasn't going to be.
No, who knew?
I did. I told you it was good.
After you heard it was good.
Yeah, I followed reviews.
Yeah, and I heard it was good, too. I heard guys talking. Like, hey, it's good. I'm like, all right, I hear it's good.
I might go
That's
see
why
it.
I went to see it. It was fucking, they were right. Really good. You know what's interesting? Now... Creed's mom is Felicia Rashad.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend in the movie, I don't know her real name, but she looks like the other chick who was in the Cosby Show.
Whatever.
Do you know what I mean? The other
There's 10 girls in the show.
The fucking older daughter who moved on to a different world.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember her name.
The one that was with Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah.
And they have a daughter now? Zoe?
It looks like her, which I found interesting.
I don't think she would, but she's like 45.
I'm not saying it's her. I'm saying the actress looks like her.
Anyway, what I want to know is, do they explain why like a 30-year-old is just getting into boxing?
I don't think... They don't mention his age, but it's just implied that he's younger.
How's he younger?
I don't know. I mean, actually, you know what? Maybe it's not a play. It's not mentioned at all. For him, he's been kind of fighting amateur, like on the sly, because he likes to fight. And then he decides to give up his job and, you know.
If Apollo Creed died in 1985, which is why I think Rocky IV took place, he'd be, and he was a love child of Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
Within that, you know.
So let's just say he was born in 86.
Well, like,
I mean, if you were impregnated at that time, so let's
86 is the
least
or whatever.
Yeah, so you know, 86 because it's possible. You know, it takes 9 months, and impregnated the chick. So let's say he could have been born in 1986.
Yeah.
So how old does that make him?
That'd make him 30 or 29, which is a little old to be start getting into boxing.
But they don't say that. Hey. It's 2015 right now, by the way.
Did they mention the last Rocky movie?
No. I mean, they still show him at his restaurant. And they mention, you know, of course, when the father died, they mention that one. They mention, like, parts one and two, those fights.
Well, if he's got his restaurant, that means that Balboa happened.
Maybe. But they don't mention
it. Is he still dating the little girl?
They don't show him dating. No, he's alone. He's by himself.
And he's dying?
Well, I mean, you don't want me giving anything away.
All right.
But it was... Watch it. Really entertaining movie. All
right.
Heartwarming.
Is it heartwarming?
Eh, some scenes.
Yeah, I'll probably go see it this week. Today, maybe.
The traditional Rocky kind of... Those triumphant feelings where you feel like you can get up and start throwing punches...
I know, but it's not the same. I need Rocky back.
I mean, he's an old man, okay?
I know.
He's in it. He can't be fighting, but he's in it. He's old.
Why does time have to go forward?
I know. Father Time's an asshole.
Yep.
Gonna kick his old ass.
Yeah.
Gonna take his beard, wrap it around his fucking neck. Because you know his beard's really long.
The only thing I continue to watch was my three shows I'm watching.
My Three Sons.
Fargo, Leftovers, and I don't know why, but Walking Dead.
Yeah, I mean, out of those, I watched The Walking Dead.
I give this because the season's over. The fall
well,
season.
Well, you know, this half of the season.
I give it 2 stars. It was a piece of shit.
It's normal. It's normal. It always is.
We're going to drag out this plot line as long as we can. And man, when you drag it out so it's like 8 hours go by for the whole season, that's dragging it.
Really is. They got together in a room and thought, this show is pretty slow, yeah, but how could we make it slower?
Oh, you know what we can do? We can have an episode focused on all these people that you've never seen before.
And meanwhile, the whole season takes place over a 4-hour period.
But we really needed that episode to show a bunch of people we didn't even know existed. They bring people back. I forgot they were
even on
the show.
Yeah, when they show that one other dude who was out with Daryl, like, looking for people, I'm like, who the fuck's this? Oh, yeah.
The guy who kind of looks like Topher Grace. I always thought it was Topher Grace. Oh, Topher Grace is in Walking Dead. Cool. Not him. Totally different guy. Yeah, he comes back, and he's, like, all distraught because it was his backpack, which I forgot that he dropped.
I know. I didn't
I don't remember any of that shit. I guess you have to watch the stupid preview part in the beginning to remember plot lines.
That's the thing. You need to watch Last Time on Walking Dead because they kind of give you a little recap to let you know, like, you know, to kind of keep you up to speed with what's going to happen in the current episode. So if you missed that 10 seconds, you
hey, it's Carl, previously on The Walking Dead.
Yeah, but as usual, I'll keep on watching it. That's all they care about. We're not giving up on it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how angry or annoyed were you that Glenn ended up living? Even though it was obvious he was going to.
Yeah, I know.
But think about when after that episode you saw.
It, like the first time, like right when it happened, yeah. When we just assumed he died.
Yeah, until you went to Walking Dead and they wouldn't. They would.
Like no one mentions it.
They didn't do the usual thing where.
They take the cast member. The cast member has to come on. Like, yeah. Afterwards on The Talking Dead, and he has to, like, yeah, well, you know, I had a good time, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'm going to miss those guys. I'm going to miss being in the cast. And
yeah, meanwhile, nothing happened. No one talked
about
it.
Well, on Talking Dead, they did this thing where they go, they do the music, and then Chris Hardwick's in there. All right, so we're going to try to get you through this, okay?
Fuck Chris Hardwick.
We're going to be there with you. What a fucking sellout.
He fucking sold out. He can't have actual opinions.
No.
Because he works for them now. He can't say, like, man, you know what? I'm a fan of the show, but it's been so shitty these last few years. Like, nothing fucking happens. He can't have that conversation. He just has to be their fucking cheerleader.
Yeah. He probably didn't watch the show.
He's a fucking sellout. Have a goddamn opinion.
I always pictured all the people that guess what. I know they give them a screener, but I always pictured them all just watching it together on the couch.
Maybe they are.
I don't think so. I think they give them screeners.
They all have their arms around each other.
So they can write some notes down.
Yeah. Oh, well, they need to write down notes. God forbid they have a fucking natural reaction.
I wish we were famous so we could book ourselves on that show.
Yeah, I'd say, it's like, oh, here's your screener. No. No, I'm good.
No, I'd go on there like, that was shit.
Well, the thing is, they would edit you out.
You can't. It's live.
Fine, you'd never be on there again. They'd cut the commercial.
All right, I won't say shit. I'll just say how it's bad. And I won't be crazy about it, but I'll just be like, yeah, I don't know. This season was kind of weak for me. I don't know.
No, you know what? I want more press for me. I'm going to say total piece of shit. I love a show where nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little controversy, a little press for yourself. Be good.
I'm just so, we talk about it every week. I'm just sick of the zombies, you know, being all rotted out, but they're still killing fully, you know, healthy humans.
I know, and if one touches you, it totally rips apart your body instantly.
Oh, unless you're Glenn, and you can just roll away and.
Well, yeah. In some scenes, it touches you, and your guts fall out.
Or they gotta cut off your arm.
Other scenes, it grabs you. You get to wrestle with it and push it away, and you're fine. So it makes a lot of sense.
You can roll under a dumpster and then just leave. You know, a can rolls away, and they're like, "Oh, let's get out of here."
Well, parts of that make sense because, like, at some point, I guess they'd forget you're there.
I don't know.
Because their brains aren't really.
Supposedly, all this noise, like distracts
them. Yeah.
That means they'd be distracted by every little noise. Like, a bird flies by. They'd be like, going after that. And,
yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
Horrible.
You know what's not bullshit? You know what's not horrible? fucking Jessica Jones. I finally sat down and saw all of it. Goddamn awesome.
I saw the first episode. I wasn't impressed.
Really fucking good, man.
That first episode wasn't that good, though.
I mean,
they didn't establish her powers or anything. And
you're not a comic book guy, so maybe that makes a difference.
You didn't even know the comic book existed last week.
It doesn't. I'm still a comic book guy.
You didn't know her powers in that first episode?
Yeah, I don't. I thought it was really good.
You know what? I'm done with it because she was having sex and no nudity.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I gotta say, though, the Luke Cage in there, man, that dude's fucking built. That's a big fucking man.
Luke Cage, I thought that's a spoiler, isn't it?
No, it's his name, and then that's his name. He doesn't go by a fake name.
No, but isn't there a villain in there that's like a famous villain that they didn't really... It's implied.
No.
Yeah, there is. I saw people talking about it, but they kept not saying who it was on Twitter. There's some famous villain in there, and they're like, was that villain in Jessica Jones' name redacted? And the guy goes, yep, that was him.
Oh, then I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know.
Well, you're not a comic book guy, I guess.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I found it interesting how they kept...
you can get off your high horse. You didn't even know.
I don't know. I have to see. I don't know what you're talking about.
It could
be
a comic book that you just never read.
Yeah, because I never read hers. I never heard of those people. But it was funny because they're still part of the Marvel Universe. So they would mention offhand in a vague way Avenger stuff. Now, when they talk about the Hulk... they'll just call him the big green guy. And it's like, you want to be like the flag waver? You know, talking about Captain America.
Why can't they mention him? It's Marvel.
Obviously, I mean, yeah, it's Marvel, but there's other companies involved. So they just don't mention it. That's all they say. Mm. And then they mentioned, one lady mentioned the whole alien attack, which was, you know, in the first Avengers.
I know, but Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is like... when the movie came out, they talked about it.
Like I said, it's not... I mean, Marvel is the one kind of unifying factor, but there's other things involved. So they... I mean, obviously, if they could talk about it, I'm sure they would, and they would name names, but obviously
they
can't.
Didn't they make a deal to include Spider-Man now, too? In Avengers?
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah, like, Spider-Man's gonna be part of it.
I don't know, I'm kind of done with Avengers. The last one sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't that good, I know. Everyone was like, oh my god, it was awful. I was fucking bored. I was like, literally bored.
It's the same shit. It was
waiting for it to
be
done.
Shit.
Ant-Man I liked. It was like a fun movie.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, but he's going to be the next Avengers, I guess.
Yeah. Listen, if they can do a better... you know what? The next Captain America movie, I saw the preview. That looks good. Civil War.
Yeah, he gets in a fight with Iron Man.
Yeah. And like, that looks good. I'm like, you know what? It looks good. A lot of action. The storyline seems really interesting because they're all turning on each other.
I don't like Captain America. It's not clear how powerful and invincible he is.
Well, it's because they change it. They kind of like, sometimes he's super strong, and sometimes they kind of adjust his strength to go along with whatever situation he's in.
Yeah. Because like, you think, fighting Iron Man, Iron Man's like in a suit.
Yeah, and like Thor smashes him with his hammer, he just raises his shield and he's good.
Yeah.
Now, meanwhile, like in the comic books, Captain America was just the peak of human perfection.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. That was it. That's what that serum did. Made him a super soldier. Didn't give him, you know, superpowers. He's not a superhero. He's as strong as a human can be. You know, like he's like the
best. Doesn't he have healing qualities too?
I don't know if he did in the comics. Like I said, they change a lot. Now, you know, like, yeah, he heals super fast, and he's, like on par with, like, the other superheroes, just as strong.
Well, it makes sense, because otherwise... well, not really, because
it doesn't make sense.
Because they have two regular people anyways.
I know.
They have zero powers.
They're just...
like, how did you get into this club?
I got really good aim, because I'm Hawkeye. That's why I'm here. Really good fucking aim, and I have trick arrows.
Which he did mention in the new movie, actually.
Did they say that?
Yeah, they kind of alluded to it. And then, Scarlett Johansson, I guess she's just a good Russian fighter.
I guess, because she does, like, the fucking psychological warfare, and she's a good fighter.
She's hot.
Which, meanwhile, would mean nothing.
She gives her enemies a boner.
Yeah, you're fighting against super-powered people. I don't care how good of a fucking fighter you are. Someone gets a hand on you, they can literally, like, break you in half.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense, I know. But anyway, Jessica Jones, I enjoyed it.
Well, okay, I'll watch it, but the first episode didn't really... it didn't reel me in so much.
And since Jessica Jones and Daredevil take place within the same, like, 10-block radius, they're both in Hell's Kitchen, they did slightly cross them over at the end.
Yeah,
of
that.
This of the
season. I didn't watch.
I don't know if you call it a season, but you know the run.
I wouldn't be a season. Season.
It doesn't feel like Netflix doesn't feel like seasons because it's all there at once. You know, because when I think of a season, I think of, you know, like, all right, I'm watching this episode.
They are doing. I think they are doing some show that's split up.
Well, I know they tried with that shitty one with the kids. Remember that? Like once a week, where everyone over a certain age died. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They did that with that one. Like, once a week, a new episode was released. So they are doing that for some things.
Yeah,
well, I kind of don't like that, though. Like, listen, I want to fucking watch it all, man. That's the perks of having it on Netflix. I'm going to sit there and watch all that shit.
Well, maybe I'll watch it, because with Fargo and Leftovers about to end next week or two, I guess I got to find some other stuff to watch.
Nah, no, yesterday I did watch a regular flick that was on Netflix. It's called Before I Go to Sleep. And it is the thriller version of 50 First Dates.
Oh.
It's actually, I kind of liked it. What's her face? Tom Cruise's first wife.
Katie Holmes?
First wife.
As far as I'm concerned, it's his only wife.
The redhead. I can't remember her name now.
Yeah.
Whatever her name is, she's like Australian or something.
Yeah.
So she's in it, and she suffered an accident where she has the 51st date syndrome, where as soon as you go to sleep, the previous day's information is fucking gone. So she wakes up, and she finds out, like, you know, her husband's there, and he has to tell her every day. It's like, listen.
And Rudy's her brother, who's like this...
he's on roids.
Yeah, he's on roids. And her father, he was in Waterboy. He was like, yeah. He's that guy that's in every Adam Sandler movie.
Adam Sandler shows up, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, you know, it's like a, like I said, it's kind of
Rob
like,
Schneider shows up and says, "You can do it."
You can do it. It's like a psychological thriller, and you find out what's going on. And it kept me in there. I wasn't bored through any of it. You're like, it's not making sense, you know? And like, you follow along. And things aren't adding up, and then you find this out, and you find that out. It was a good flick.
Yeah. See, I didn't watch anything but my Fargo and Leftovers, but you refused to watch.
Yeah, I know.
They're so good, though.
Yeah.
Best shows on TV.
Everything's good.
For sure. Better than Bones.
How dare you? Nothing beats Bones.
Yeah, well I guess that's it.
Anyway, yeah, that's pretty much all I've seen. I don't know. There's not that many really good movies out. Besides what I just saw.
Yeah, you know, I scrolled on Netflix the other day for like 20 minutes and I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, like I wanted to, that's when I came across that Before I Go to Sleep. I'm like, oh, that looks interesting.
I have a bunch of shit in my queue and I'm just like,
because I look around and like I'm like scrolling through everything and like everything looks like shit. Or like, well, I've seen that and that doesn't look that good. And like, all right. And so you kind of just find some, you know, you're lucky if you can find anything. Like, what's up, Netflix? Gotta get some better shit on there. I need a better selection.
Yeah, they don't spend the money.
Well, they spend some money because they're doing that original programming. Or is that cheaper? Do you think doing original programming is cheaper than like buying like really good content?
Could be. And then you're releasing DVDs later on. And...
yeah, so it's probably better. Well,
I don't
for
know
them.
Who's buying DVDs of these series.
I don't know who's buying DVD of anything.
It just takes up space. All right, that's it.
Anyway, HowShowWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend.